This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Americans to get vaccinated, even as federal workers in Washington and other cities are beginning to wear masks again at work amid rising cases of COVID-19 from Delta variant. Biden said he will address the coronavirus-related matters later today at the White House. New cases in the United States, largely fueled among the unvaccinated by the highly contagious Delta variant, have risen fourfold over the last month. Governor of New York Andrew Cuomo announced Wednesday that all state employees, workforce totaling tens of thousands of people, must be vaccinated by Labor Day, September the 6th. New York becomes the second state after California to impose such a rule for its government workers. Japan on Wednesday reported more than 9,500 new coronavirus infections, an all-time high, raising fresh questions about whether the ongoing Tokyo Olympics are worsening the country's pandemic situation. Tokyo is already under a state of emergency that has some commentators that have criticized the effectiveness of the state of emergency procedure. Many of the rules are voluntary. For example, restaurants have been asked to close early and not sell alcohol. Not all have complied. Overall, Japan's pandemic approach has been relatively successful. It has reported only 15,000 coronavirus deaths, much fewer than other countries its size. Japan is one of several Asian countries to initially contain the virus, but lag other developed countries in vaccinations. At least 37% of Japan's population has received one coronavirus vaccination, according to government figures. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. And a major breakthrough for one of the world's last countries to embrace COVID-19 vaccines, Tanzania's president kicked off its vaccination campaign Wednesday by publicly receiving a dose and urging others to do the same. Samia Hassan, who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, expressed confidence in the safety of vaccines and said the country of more than 58 million people will pursue more. The East African country's government, under the former president John Magufuli, had long worried health authorities by denying the pandemic. Magufuli, who insisted the coronavirus could be defeated with prayer, died in March. Presidency then went to Deputy Hassan, who has since changed Tanzania's course on COVID-19. A lawyer for the first person convicted under Hong Kong's national security law asked Thursday for no more than 10 years in prison instead of the possible life sentence. The case is being closely watched as China's ruling Communist Party tries to crush a pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong. Tong Ying Kit was convicted on Tuesday of inciting secession and terrorism for driving his motorcycle into a group of police officers last year at a pro-democracy rally while carrying a flag bearing the banned slogan, "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times." Hong Kong's High Court says Tong will be sentenced on Friday. The Afghan government in Kabul will be fighting for its life and could well fall to the Taliban after the United States completes its military withdrawal from the country in August, according to a U.S. government watchdog charged with monitoring events on the ground there. Despite a series of cautiously optimistic assessments by high-ranking U.S. military officials and Afghan leaders, a new report from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction described the situation as bleak and echoes concerns that Afghan security forces are not ready to mount any meaningful resistance. Ever since President Joe Biden announced in April that American combat troops would leave Afghanistan, U.S. officials have been careful not to minimize the challenge facing the Afghan government. And in Tokyo, 2020 Olympic gold medalist, weightlifting champion Heidi Lins Diaz arrived in Manila Wednesday evening. Four-time Olympian won her country's first gold in 97 years on Monday. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.